Writing Toward the Vote, Ida Husted Harper, on This Moment of Indiana History. Early in the 1870s, a young woman began sending articles under a male pseudonym to the Terre Haute Saturday Evening Mail. Not until September 1882 did her name appear with her writings. In her column, A Woman's Opinions, Ida Husted Harper discussed women's rights and proper role. Like many women of her time, Harper believed women should be allowed to pursue work outside the home, but only if it was necessary for the family's survival. Otherwise, she should marry and have a family. Harper's own marriage to a prominent and successful lawyer ended in divorce just before her 39th birthday in 1890. After the divorce, Harper became a leader in the fight for women's right to vote. Renowned labor leader Eugene V. Debs, another native of Terre Haute, had introduced Harper to Susan B. Anthony in 1878, after which Harper made frequent reference to Anthony in her column, even comparing her to Lincoln. The friendship inspired Harper's activism on behalf of female suffrage and focused her writing on women's rights. In 1897, she moved into Anthony's home in Rochester, New York, in order to write a three-volume biography of her mentor. Harper frequently accompanied Anthony on her lecture tours and to suffrage conventions in both the United States and Europe, and contributed women's columns for major newspapers nationwide. Although Anthony died in 1906, Harper lived to witness the passage of the 19th Amendment in 1919. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.